I'm not gonna get my
eyes. No.
Eyes.
Oh, this burns.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most likable podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Nothing.
Not a lot. My car is, it died 2 days ago, and I figured out what the problem was. This one was just really stupid. I had to replace the alternator, so I had to take the battery out to get that recharged because my alternator was sapping all the energy out of it. And the guy who put my battery back in didn't attach the cord, so it was just kind of holding there for a good 3 weeks just by magic. Like, it was just sitting there, and apparently, like, I hit a bump in the road. Like, I fly over speed bumps, and, you know, like, I'm surprised that this cord is, like, I don't know if it just, like, popped off and then latched back on or something, but, like, it was just, like, resting on top of the battery. So I'm like, shit, my car just died, so I thought I needed a jump, so I just popped the hood because, you know, I figured I'd flag someone down if my hood was open. And, the cord just wasn't even on. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So, like, I just reattached it, and I was totally okay.
Wow, that's good.
It was a really dumb fix.
Are you still planning on selling that thing?
I am.
When you get the chance?
$9.95.
Yeah.
You should see if Leaper can get you a deal on a car.
He seems like the kind of guy who would try to con me into that.
He would, since he knows you, he might try and get you a little bit of a good deal, but he robs people that he doesn't know all the time.
Well, he hardly knows me.
Yeah, but I mean, if you know me and you're on podcast, I think he'd be good with that.
We're celebrities. We're on the podcast.
Yeah, we're Omega list internet celebrities.
We're not Omega. We're up to like Sigma at least.
Sigma? All right, Sigma. That's right. We do
have iPods.
We do have 35 likes on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
We did have 65 followers on Twitter, but now we're back down to 59.
What the fuck happened?
Well, what happens in early in your Twitter life, you're followed instantly by a bunch of porn stars.
All right.
Like fake porn stars, you know, kind of like on MySpace where they were like that.
Oh, yeah.
And as their accounts get removed, you start losing some. So, like, whenever I lose a follower, I kind of look down the list, and usually it's someone, like, really early that I don't even know. Another thing that'll happen is, like, I've been followed a few times by, like, Omaha Night Out or something like that, or it would be like, or Kelly's Carpet Omaha or something like that.
You know what you should do whenever you get those people? Just what? Fucking hashtag the shit out of them.
Hashtag the shit out of them.
Like, well, put their name in the 3-hit combo.
Well, the thing is, like, a lot of people will follow us that we have no interest in following. There'll be nothing gaming, technology related, anything.
Just like,
but they
Al's fucking mattress store.
Yeah, but then they expect you to follow them back. Like, we were followed by a motivational speaker, like, a couple weeks ago. And I think they expect you to follow him back. And I'm like, but I have no business following you.
I don't care.
Like, there's been plenty of other people that I've been, you know, we've been followed by different, like, Screw Attack. We've been followed by that. Or that guy with glasses. Or just other gaming and technology things that if they follow us, yeah, I'll follow them back. Because I want to see what they have to say because it's actually interesting to me. I don't want to follow Carpet's Twitter, you know.
All out sale on backing. Awesome.
Have you guys ever been to dribbleglass.com?
No.
Because we were followed by Dribbleglass, and that was the first website I ever fucking went to just waste time. I mean, I
what
swear to
it?
God. It's just a website, and they had like funny billboards or trivia or stuff like that. You know, it was like really early, just waste of time stuff. And so then I followed them on Twitter, and they followed me back, and I actually talked to them for a little bit. Like, yes! Dribbleglass.com rules!
I don't know why I thought about it, because you said funny billboards, but Nick Poe got a fucking shirt. It's got George Carlin's face on it, and then right up above it says, fuck the police. So all day today, I just kept giving him shit.
Fucking Nick.
I was like, Nick, you bought a shirt that said, fuck the police. And then
he's like, yeah, fuck the police, what's up?
Tom's like, I hope a cop pulls you over and fucks you.
Nick's like, can they do that? If I'm wearing this, are they within the right to do that? Because I don't want that to happen.
I don't think this is solicitation, is it?
No?
Okay.
I just, what the fuck?
Yeah, back when I was on MySpace in like eighth grade.
Last week.
Mine's still up. I can't delete it because I don't have the. I used a fake email. And like you get the deletion email sent to that email address.
Mine's
like,
still up too.
Shit.
I deleted mine.
Yeah, I think mine's still up. I don't think I ever deleted. We have one for the podcast that we've ever used.
But the. What's his face?
Tom.
Ice-T. His wife sent me a friend request. And I'm like, do you just send friend requests to everyone? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, wait, you respond to your messages? Yeah, I respond to some of them. I mean, I'm not on here all the time. And I like had like a weird conversation with Ice-T's wife. Her name's like Coco.
Yeah, that's it.
Freaking hot.
I was trying to think about it. I'm like, I'm over here like, vanilla,
you
should have
hit that. Sage, oregano.
Coco. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I'm sure I have a chance. You know, it's me or Ice-T. And I was in eighth grade. I have some ball hairs now. Interested?
That's a good drop. I just thought about that. Oh, man. Yeah. I remember being followed by a Tila Tequila.
Oh, my God. Who is this?
Oh, no.
No, thanks.
She made a porno.
Is she really?
Yeah, it's not.
She got choked by Bills linebacker Sean Merriman.
Yeah.
Good. Serves her right, the dirty bitch. Stand me up on a date.
You did it, Tila. I totally fucked her name up.
Tila Tequila?
Yeah, I was like, Tila.
Tila Gahoga.
How do you say that last name?
Tequila.
Tequila. Tila Tequila. I drank two margaritas yesterday at La Mesa, and I was pretty good.
Ooh.
They said
tequila. I had half a glass of wine. Ooh.
Just telling you about that.
I'm just fucking.
Fuck you guys.
I don't know if I even mentioned this on the podcast, but last week I had that entire bottle of rum, and I had an allergic reaction.
Yeah,
remember?
You figured that out. Because you said you were itchy. And
I broke out in hives after drinking a bottle of rum, the entire bottle. But, and that. This is a stupid thing to talk about on the podcast, but I started drinking rum and Cokes, and then I'd feel like I'm like itchy, so I changed my soap, and that didn't change it. Turns out, I think I might be allergic to rum. The more you know.
I don't know why I thought about this, but did you see Emily's Facebook shit with Hoye?
No.
Oh my God! You should look it up.
I'll look it up.
It's insane. And here's a picture of Morgan.
All right.
Nice segue.
Okay, well, let's get started.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks.
Being a good host over there, Skyler. All right, well, we're going to start off with gaming news, and then in between, we're going to have our first installment of Skyrim Job.
Mm-hmm. That's a good news. Rim job.
Keep going.
That's what I was going to do, a rim job.
Can't wait for that. Giggity.
All right, let's go into gaming news.
Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here's gaming news.
You know our motto. We deliver.
All right. First up, a pair of stories about new consoles.
Oh, yeah.
First up, a bunch of third-party developers are not necessarily confirming, but apparently they have development kits for the new Xbox console.
Oh, yeah.
That is rumored to be unveiled in 2013. Guess when in 2013 it's rumored to go
E3.
Well, okay.
On sale.
Unveiled at E3, yes, but go on sale.
July.
No. When does everything important go on sale these days?
November.
Fucking November.
November, holiday season.
Someone should do July.
Someone should do July.
Or like March.
I mean, everything, like every game and console, they're like, here's this 4-week window. Hopefully you were saving up all year for this because you're going to be spending like $2,000 on everything.
The Vita comes out in February. I mean, that's not really a big launch, but.
Oh, man, you just killed one of my stories.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. It wasn't.
Right. Harpooned it.
But yeah, the Vita is supposed to be launching February 22nd, 2012. There will be a 249 Wi-Fi only model or a $299 Wi-Fi plus 3G model.
Everyone's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And in Japan, the PS Vita will be available on December 17th, 2011.
I bet gaming online with a 3G would suck.
It probably would. Yeah. Just because 3G's. I mean, 3G's all right if you like. I use it at work to like read stories.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
bored,
for like reading or viewing pictures.
But my phone's like updates available and I'm on 3G, I'm like, nah, let's wait on that.
I do that too.
Let's wait till we get to Wi-Fi. Although sometimes if I sit in the exact right position at one of the stores, I work at two different UPS stores, but if I sit at the exact right position, I can leech Twin Peaks Wi-Fi.
Ooh.
Nice.
Not only if I could leech their girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went in there one time because they had a, they weren't open yet, so the mailman just dropped their mail off here, and I went over there. I'm like, hey, I got some mail for you. And she's looking at me like, all right. I'm like, take the mail.
What? Right,
so I typed in Skyrim job in Google Images, and this is the first picture that came up.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I want to see
it. It's a fucking furry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Giggity.
There we go.
But you...
Dang, when you said I looked up Skyrim job, I should have hit the...
Giggity.
And then when you showed it to me, I should have...
Giggity.
Oh, we'll just fix that in post.
Yeah.
And then one of the other pictures is this dog.
What the fuck? Dog, what does he have, glasses on?
It's a corgi wearing glasses.
Isn't that the type of dog that's stop right there, criminal scum?
Quite possibly.
I don't, maybe, yeah.
I think it's a
corgi. I want to get a corgi and name him Bradley.
Corgis have dad asses, dude.
So Andy is being taken away by the police.
On bestiality charges. Okay, and the next story, mixed up two things right there. Some host I am.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4 project's already underway.
By
Sony.
Oh.
Well, is there like, I mean, obviously it's going to be revealed next E3 with the new Xbox, but.
And well, it says an announcement is likely in 2013. So not next E3, the next E3.
Okay. Same thing with the PS3, Xbox 360. They're going to take their sweet-ass time and then not have consoles crap out on them.
No, the Xbox did not take their sweet-ass time.
Well, no, the PS3 did. Yeah. And then they didn't have a bunch of consoles that red-ringed.
Yeah.
Because they don't have rings.
They don't have rings. There are no rings. Everything is square.
I've noticed a trend, though, with one developer, like Naughty Dog. They make, like, three games per console. Yeah, like Crash Bandicoot, Jack and Daxter, and then Uncharted.
Hmm.
So I think maybe they'll work on a PlayStation 4 game after this.
Nice.
Like, what do you mean? Like, they make three games in a series?
Yeah, three games in a series, and then... Because I've noticed that, like...
Didn't they do Ratchet and Clank, or...?
No, that was Insomniac.
Okay, never mind.
They did Jack and Daxter.
That has the same feel as Crash Bandicoot to me.
Yeah.
Now, they say the release time for the PS4, I guess that's what we're going to tentatively call it. Chances are it will be the PS4.
Probably.
They seem like a company that would stick with it. I know Xbox went 360.
It sounds like it works.
I really fucking hope it's not Xbox 720.
I do too. I hope it's not.
I think Microsoft would be a little smarter than that.
Yeah, but I thought Nintendo was going to be smarter than
the Wii U.
That is true.
Wii U me's.
Wii U me, Wii U him, and Wii U her.
What if they did?
That'd be... Like, I really don't want to see Xbox 720. Like, I know what they did with the 360. They wanted to make it sure it doesn't seem number inferior to the PS3. So, like, when your grandma goes to get you a console, they're like, Xbox 2 or PS3? Well, 3's greater than 2.
I mean, 360 is a neat name.
Yeah, I like 360 as a name, but 720 just kind of killing, like, it's like the joke's over, you know? the bit's over here.
What was the one joke they called the... Why do they call it
the Xbox 360? Because when you see it, you turn 360 degrees and walk away.
Yeah.
And people are always like, you'd be looking straight at it. And I'm like, but here's the thing. Either you moonwalk away, or you turn 360 degrees, and then you just fucking walk away. It didn't say anything about walking in a straight line.
Oh, got it. Got a perfect name for it. The Xbox Circle Jerk. I think that's what they're going to call it.
It has a 75% failure rate.
The next box.
I've seen that name actually a few times. The next box. I really hope that's not the name either.
That'd be dumb.
Maybe the Xbox Revolution.
Like, oh my god! Yeah. And then ends up the
Xbox Revolution 4.
The Xbox Wii.
The Xbox Wii. The Sony, Microsoft, Xbox, Nintendo Wii 4.
Yeah.
Cafe Revolution.
Kinect.
What if they just call it the Kinect 360?
I hope not.
Everything's got a Kinect built in.
I saw an article that said that the motion control might be here to stay with it. And I'm like, saying like the Kinect might be even a greater component of the next Xbox. I'm like, I hope not.
That'd be nifty if it was built into it.
Yeah, I guess.
I can see what Matt's saying. Like, I just really don't hope that there's a lot of games to base it off of the Kinect.
I think the controller's always going to stay around. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I hope they just stay with the same controller.
Those new ones are really nice.
The Xbox 360 controllers are nice controllers.
Oh, I haven't seen them yet.
You haven't seen them?
Or, Like, what do you mean?
Just the regular Xbox.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that there was, like, some new one that I'm like, the new
with
one?
The shoulder buttons. Because when they came with the Xbox, they had that huge controller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, hit the bottom button, and you're, like, kneeing it.
Yeah. And then they made the smaller controllers and had the white and black buttons.
Yeah.
And then they moved those to the left and right bumpers, and it was just, it's a really good controller.
It's actually, it's fairly reminiscent of the PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 controller. It's weird.
Close. Yeah. Except the D-pad's in a better spot.
I read a really good article that said the like PlayStation controller was like the epitome of like design.
Like the original PlayStation 1 or
like just the DualShocks they have now. Like the plate like hand placements and everything.
What I don't like about the PS3 controller is I don't like the two analog sticks right there. I actually like that spread out. Feeling.
See, I can't.
I also don't like the R2 and L2 buttons.
Yeah, I don't like how they sink in.
Yeah, they sink in like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, the triggers. I was not a fan of the triggers.
Because the Mortal Kombat demo only came out for PS3. They kept saying 360 eventually, but it never came out. But so we played it on a friend's PS3, and I couldn't get used to those buttons. I was always slipping off the right and left bumper.
I guess I've gotten used to it. I don't
Well, they have like extra like trigger attachments that you can put on there.
Yeah, so it like curves up now.
Really?
Yeah. But I was like, why
so,
would I
you know, it's for the Xbox 360 fanboys who can't handle the restraint.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you just made the controller good in the first place, you wouldn't need an add-on for it.
We did, PS1 and PS2.
Yeah, except and the 360 controller's better, son.
Now.
All right.
Now.
Jeez, draft two?
No, draft
one,
two.
One and done.
The first PS1 controller didn't even have DualShock, so you're on draft two, dick.
Yeah, but it's three consoles in.
Three consoles in.
Stay with the classics.
Yeah, stay with the classics. We'd be stuck with fucking N64 controllers.
Big square things
were fucked up.
Big square things that hurt your hand after you play for a while.
My dad, he was like, I don't even know how to hold this thing. And like when he first tried playing the N64, he was holding it upside down. He's like, I don't know what I need to do.
Those were very awkward controllers.
They were.
Well, I mean, until you figured out that you only had to hold either the joystick or the D-pad.
Yeah, depending on the game. It's just all fucked
Which,
up.
I mean, it was only Kirby and the Crystal Shards that used a D-pad.
Yeah, that fucked me up on an emulator. Because on the emulator, it has, like, D-pad, analog, and C buttons. And, like, but they're not labeled D-pad, analog, and C buttons. It's, like, analog 1, motion 1.
Oh, yeah.
Then, like, yeah, I'm like, which is which? I'm trying to figure it out. Anyway, next story comes from the Andy News Analysis League, or ANAL.
Ooh, I like that.
Is it Mohang? Is that the company?
Yeah, that's how I pronounce it.
That's how it looks to me. Mohang, the company that made Minecraft, or Notch's company, I guess.
Yeah.
Did Notch make Minecraft and then make Mohang?
Or? Yeah. No, he made Minecraft and Mohang, like helped boost it. No, Mohang's a separate company.
Okay.
It supports indie games.
Okay, well, they have won their first round of the Scrolls lawsuit with Bethesda.
Awesome.
Yep, the first part of that, basically what it means is they're still deliberating, and so there's more to come for this lawsuit, but for now, while they're debating this thing, they can still use the Scrolls name.
I think they should have gone with the tournament.
Yeah, they should have.
And I hear the Dead Sea Scrolls are actually in the lawsuit too, and they're countersuing Bethesda for using the Dead Sea Scrolls name.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Don't fuck.
You got me there. I was just like, oh, whatever.
I don't know what that is.
I know the Dead. I saw the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Nice.
It was like that big. It wasn't that fantastic.
You like the size of a dime.
You had to look through fucking magnifying glasses to look at them. Like, yeah, all right.
But this is a big step forward for Mohang. Because they're already allowed to use it while this lawsuit's still going through.
They should just release that shit now.
Just release it now. It's out.
Just like, ha ha, beat you to it.
Yeah. Suckers, can't do shit.
Yep. So, hopefully we won't get much more of this. Hopefully it's settled soon.
That'd be nice.
I even saw Notch saying, like, can't wait for Skyrim release. And, like, he's serious, too. He's going to play it. But it's just funny watching him go, can't wait for Skyrim. He's like, I'm trying to get all my stuff done so I can play Skyrim on its release night. Just take a big dump on it. Just videotape it.
maybe just like take a Sharpie, scribble out Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Look at Skyrim.
Scrolls, Skyrim.
My game now. Yeah.
I bet he'd get sued again over that.
He probably would.
Defacing I don't know, private property or something.
Well, once he buys it, it's his property.
I don't know. I can see him just... This is a loophole.
Be like... I can see something like slander or...
I don't know.
Character assassination. I don't know. Whatever.
They'll figure it out.
Next up. EA Sports is going to release a franchise that we haven't seen since like 1999.
Top Spin.
Blitz.
Blitz. NFL Blitz.
No! Yeah.
Not just Blitz the League. Not that crappy Blitz the League, but NFL Blitz.
Can you do a 97-yard pass to a touchdown?
It is it is going to be exactly how you remember it. NFL Blitz.
But with
Jesus!
Graphics.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you just mash buttons in the loading screens and maybe get flaming skull heads?
Chances are, yes.
Okay, awesome.
Now, here's why we haven't seen Blitz for a long time, is because it was under the property of Midway. Midway made all the NFL Blitz games, but in the early 2000s, EA had the exclusive rights to using NFL names, teams, all that stuff.
Say how much money they paid for that. It's got to be just ass loads of money.
You know, the thing is, I don't think they paid a lot of money for it, because what happened was Midway had a liquidation. When Midway...
No. Midway paid for the licensing of NFL.
For NFL? Yeah. Midway did? Oh, I have
no... No. How much EA had to pay NFL to exclusive rights? I bet that was a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. It probably was a lot of money. But what happened was Midway in 2009 had a liquidation. Some of Midway's games, like Mortal Kombat, got picked up by WB Studios and NetherRealm Studios, stuff like that. Blitz was actually picked up by EA, which has the rights to the NFL teams and names, so they're going to revive NFL Blitz. But unlike NBA Jam, which is a downloadable title, this will be actually on a disc.
Oh, damn, I was just going to ask that. I was like, I hope it's downloadable.
Yeah.
I hope it's on a disc, because I never download any game, ever.
Hey, you need a friend to accept me. Requested you.
Okay. I haven't been online on the PS3 for, like, at least a month.
Neither has anybody else.
I guess.
No,
there's five people playing on my friends list today, and I know all of them.
Oh, yeah. since Xbox introduced just party chat, where you can chat, people can go in a room no matter what game you're playing, people can party chat. I haven't really made any friends anymore. I used to meet people from all corners of the earth, because you'd have to talk to your friends in game.
Yeah.
But since they instituted that, you just talk to your friends, and so I'm always shut out from whatever's going on in the game, so I just don't make any friends.
Yeah,
I wonder if Sony just fucking gave up on just cross game chat. Maybe they're just gonna wait for the PlayStation 4. Like, look what we can do now.
Yeah,
it levitates.
and it shoots off, and it says what you want. It's like something from Harry Potter. I can't remember what they called it.
Broomstick, magic.
A howler.
Howler.
Oh yeah.
Those stupid letters.
Mm. All right.
It's like one of those.
All right, and another thing I just want to mention: Battlefield 3 comes out Tuesday.
Dun, 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 dun.
Or if you're in Australia, it comes out Thursday, and if you're in Europe, it comes out Friday.
Sucks to suck.
America.
Yep, I'll get it eventually, but I'm not going to get it on release night.
What?
I'm not going to get it on release
night.
Why? I don't have the money for it.
Because it's in November.
Sell yourself.
Because it's in November?
Or sell yourself.
Nah.
Sell myself? Sell
it's
who? Who
it's
wants
in the
me?
Whole fall area.
Fat? I don't know. Fat chicks? Fat chicks are always desperate.
Thank you.
I'm not.
Thank you. Yeah.
God damn it.
Let's just move on.
How is your sister?
My sister's super thin now.
Yeah.
I was going to lead in to say fat chicks need love too.
They do.
And then you could say giggity.
Giggity.
That's a pity giggity. A piggity.
Why are you trying to get on opera, by the way?
Piggity.
I was going to tweet while we were podcasting. I was going to announce every time I farted, but now I'm just doing it. No one's going to know unless they listen to this episode, and Opera will not load on my phone. Mm. I started at the beginning of the podcast, and it stopped right here on the loading
just
bar.
Just not loading?
Yep.
You can get on my Wi-Fi.
My phone doesn't do Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't do Wi-Fi?
Nope.
Oh, shit, that sucks.
It's Virgin Mobile.
Mm.
So it's never been taken by Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
It's a Wi-Fi virgin?
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I'm paying $25 a month for a really, really crappy plan and really crappy phones.
That sucks.
I don't got the money.
What?
I'm just surprised they don't have Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is like
what's
everything.
Our Twitter? 3-hit combo.
3-hit combo PC.
That's what it was.
The number 3 and PC stands for podcast.
And the password is...
And the password... All right, so that'll do it for gaming news.
One more thing for gaming news. They announced that Ezio is going to be in the new Soul Calibur.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Soul
right.
Calibur 5.
That would be nifty.
Giggity!
There's a pretty sweet trailer out there for him. And, like, all of his moves. Like, there's one where, like, throws out a smoke bomb and like leaps like 8 feet in the air and comes down with a hidden blade. It's really intense.
That'd be nifty.
Nice. Cool.
I mean, obviously the smoke bomb's not going to do anything.
Is Soul Calibur still dead inside? Since Soul Calibur 2 was like the last good game.
I don't like Soul Calibur. I don't like its moveset. Vertical and horizontal attacks and then like a block and like a weird grab.
I actually really like Soul Calibur, but 3 just wasn't that good to me, and 4 apparently was shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm really loyal to the Tekken style. Right punch, left punch.
Tekken fanboy over here.
Yep, there you go. I don't like Street Fighter, and I don't like Soul Calibur.
I remember I played a bunch of Soul Calibur at SGC. It was funny. What was funny is one of my friends was playing Soul Calibur, and there was this guy who had won like 19 games in a row, and he goes up there, he starts playing him, and he's beating him. And this guy's like, you know, playing on the arcade cabinet, and he's just like, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then he beats him, and he's like, good game. And the guy just walks away all pissed.
You can make tweets now.
I also played Street Fighter Rainbow, which is Street Fighter just like ridiculous with like no gravity and stuff like that.
Huh.
I was playing with one of my friends and I was like, I swear to God if you do a Hadouken. Swear to God if you do a Hadouken. And then all of a sudden they do a Hadouken. They're like, I didn't mean to. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, you know how to play this game, don't you?
Down forward punch.
I don't play it.
Hadouken.
Neither did they. I was like, I swear to God, see if a Hadouken. If I see one.
Was it over the top Hadouken?
I don't remember. I just remember there was a Hadouken.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway, so it's time to move on to our new segment, which we'll be doing for, what, 3 weeks now? 1, 2, 3, and then we'll have reviews, so like 4 weeks. We've been talking about it, and we've been building it up. This is Skyrim Job. Let's do it.
It's time to draw your weapon and venture into the unknown. This is Skyrim Job.
Digging it?
On
Freaking Combo!
Yeah, Skyrim Job. All right.
Is that the sound of Godzilla at the beginning?
Yep.
I
was looking for a dragon, like a dragon sound effect, and I found a bunch of good ones, but I was like, Godzilla would be hilarious.
Man, I'm gonna say this to you. Don't take it the wrong way. You have a really boring voice in those drops.
I try. Aww. Like,
I mean, like the whole three hit combo yell that worked, but like it's just like. Time to strap in the hype machine and pull all your money by.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, when you actually record the voiceover, it sounds all right. And then when you put it with, like, music and stuff, you're like, oh, that doesn't really sound as good.
What if you try getting the music and then matching your voice to the music?
Well, I could. It's just more of emoting than anything else.
Oh, okay.
But.
You should just do everything, just no emotion. Like the giver. And here is the 3 comma.
Although, Skyler, you are more than welcome to do some voiceovers when he drops.
Okay.
That'd be awesome, actually.
I'll get in on it.
All right. That's good. We can have some more gaming drops, technology drops.
Some news variety.
Drop. I have another news drop that I never used because the first one's so good.
Yes.
All right, so Skyrim. This is our little build-up to Skyrim for when it comes out. I know, Skyler, you plan on getting it release night, right?
Yep. I already pre-ordered it. I'm going to scream down Dodge, which is currently under construction. I'm going to go like 70. Windows down. It's going to be snowing a little bit.
Just screaming.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, fuck yeah!
Just do the Godzilla thing like this.
Yeah.
As you're going down.
Hold on, just an American flag as you're driving.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be like way over the top for me. Or it's not going to be over the top for me. It's going to be over the top.
It's going to be over the top.
You should go into GameStop in a suit of armor.
Yeah. I think I'm probably going to dress as the Green Lantern.
Really?
Because I have that Green Lantern costume. I think I'm going to do that just randomly.
Just to mess with people?
Yeah. Maybe bring in my samurai sword, too. Just for no reason at all. It's like, this is going to be so fucking sweet.
Get a lasso and have that be your lasso of truth, like Wonder Woman. Put that on your...
No, I'll probably just go in like everyone else and just pajama pants and a tank top.
You should get the Green Lantern ring and then, well, I mean, you have it, but those sticky hands and then just like thrust your fist and bitch slap people with
them. Yeah, go get some Hulk hands and then have something that kind of like extends it out and you're just hitting people.
Like just have it like tied to my wrist or something and have it like hanging behind me. Just
Or you could be like Kratos with the fist. Just
yeah.
This would actually be kind of cool.
But yeah, I'm pretty amped for it. I mean, I'm fully prepared to get frostbite on my arm for fist bumping the entire way there.
We should get this on video.
Yeah. We'd have to. What we'll do is he'll drive down Dodge Street. I'll drive next to him, and you be in my passenger video, and then we'll both get speeding tickets.
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure I'll get a speeding ticket, but I'll just pull up my Skyrim and like, look, dude, I have to play this. Oh, that's out tonight? Yeah, it is. I gotta go.
I remember the Halloween, me and a bunch of friends were dressed up as Batman villains, and we thought if we get pulled over, we're just gonna be like, sir, the Batman's getting away.
The Batman.
Oh, yeah, because you were Scarecrow.
We had Scarecrow, Joker, Harley Quinn, and Riddler.
You should just Febreze the cop in the face, be like, you'll never get me.
I did have my fear spray on. I should just be like, two can play this Mason game.
It's just a constant. You're macing him, and he's macing you. He's like, I'm not gonna get my eyes.
No, oh, this burns.
But yeah, Skyrim job. I'm probably gonna play like a. I'm gonna ration myself. I'm gonna play in 2 hour intervals, four intervals apiece. So I'm gonna do a 2 hour interval back to back to back with four other intervals, and then I'm gonna stop. And then, like, eat or something. Maybe so go to the bathroom.
You're going to play, like, 16 hours and then eat, go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
play
maybe
hours.
Empty my poop sack. You know, refresh the IV of Mountain Dew that I have and get back into it.
Get some game fuel. Man.
Gamer fuel.
Some monster. Just start slamming monsters all night.
Shake your head. And then
yeah, Erica's going to be going to school the next day. So I'm going to be staying up until, like, 4 or 5 in the morning.
She'll probably just get her hotel room or something.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, sorry, but you're going to have to leave the apartment.
Yeah. I'm going to need some alone time with Skyrim.
You're just naked playing. Fuck yes.
She comes in, you're
on
the
floor
naked.
Of course. I mean, all I'm going to have is the poop sack, and then that's it. I'm just going to be naked with a Walmart bag, like both the handles stretched around my wiener, and that's it. I'm going to jerry-rig a poop sack. I don't have money for a really expensive poop sack. I spent it all on Skyrim.
I don't think they make those. Poop unless sacks? You get like a colostomy
bag. Yeah, they do. They're called Depends.
Depends. It's not really a poop sack. It's like more like a filth sack because you just have your own filth.
I was talking to someone about this, and I don't think I can get pee on the mental rock to shit my own pants.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week to me when we were walking into Guitar Center.
Yeah, that's the guy I was telling you about. I was talking to that guy.
Yeah, it was me right over here.
But I don't know. I don't think I'd ever get in the mindset where like I'm gonna poop my pants now and then try to poop my pants. I mean, unless I have like horrible diarrhea.
Wouldn't that be karma? You just get the worst diarrhea while
I'm playing Skyrim.
Could you set
I'd get
it up,
a bucket.
No, hold on. Could you set it up where you can go to the bathroom and view the TV because you have the wireless controller?
No.
Is that possible? Oh, okay.
It is pretty close to the balcony.
Dude, you can...
So I could just turn the TV to the balcony and just...
What if you move the TV in view of the toilet?
I don't know. The toilet's, like, down a hallway, and it's, like, the last door in the hallway, so I'd have to put it at the end of the hallway because it doesn't fit. It's too big. My TV is too giant.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
All right, so Skyrim. They've replaced classes with more of a perk system, like in Fallout. What do you guys... want to have in your character? What have you used in the past that you want to bring into this, and what new things do you want to use?
I'm gonna have nothing for this.
Well, when I get bored, I always try to make like a different character than what I normally do, but it always ends up being like a really sneaky archer spell flinger.
I know I want to use bow and arrow for the first time. Like I had never used them in Oblivion or anything, and I really want to use them. Because I always use, like, swords. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, so many people use swords. They're all over the place.
Well, I mean, it's like a giant, like... it's so easy to make a tank.
Yeah.
Like, just like, I'm going to get my defense up, get really nice armor, and then a really nice sword, and then...
I'm going to get all my speech up. That's what I'm going to do.
Speech is always handy in Bethesda.
I've never
games.
Really played a game where I get my speech up all the way. I always do the, like, intimidation tactics. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm going to manipulate and convince people in this game. And like, look, really, do you really want to give that sword to just anybody?
Yeah.
You could give it to me. You know, I'm skillful.
I'm pretty trustworthy.
Yeah.
You want to sell that sword to just anyone? I mean, what if that person tries to rob you with that sword? I won't. You should give it to me for free.
Exactly.
And I will guarantee you that no one will rob your store.
Mm-hmm.
Because there'll be nothing left. Ha-ha! But yeah, I'm pretty excited like how the entire game looks. Like it. I think what they tried to do is make like a more... like the gamer more immersed with the game. Like, yeah. Instead of having, like, the weird menus that they had in Oblivion where they were all, like, pages type yeah. thing.
Oblivion's menus were a little bit hard to get used to.
Mm-hmm. But, like, now it's they're constellations and they're not as, like, cement. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I
like,
know.
Like, it's a little, it's, like, translucent.
It's more of a fluid type mm-hmm. situation rather than just hard pages of menus and stuff yeah. like that. Yeah.
And I'm a big fan how you can preview all the items that you have. Like,
nice.
You have like a preview screen that you can like actually look at cool enchanted swords and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet. Now, do you know what race you want to play as?
Didn't they get rid of the Argonians?
No, they did not.
Oh, I thought they did.
No, actually, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh.
And I actually think I want to be an Argonian.
Personally, I never got the only thing I would ever get from the Argonian is that they can breathe underwater.
They also resist disease by 50% and regenerate health quickly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even... There's health regeneration. Now I learned that, too, in that sense.
I learned something today. I always thought dogs laid eggs, but I learned something today.
The more you know.
The more you know. We need that jingle.
But I'll probably make either an orc if I'm going to go all tankish, mm-hmm. or... I may make a dark elf.
Yeah, I usually always play as humans just because I can't really relate to myself being an orc or in WoW, you can be like a tauren or something like that.
Yeah.
I usually want my character to be something either I can relate to so I can be more immersed or just way overpowered like an Argonian.
Yeah. Well, what I like to do with my characters is I mess around with all the sliders and try to make like the ugliest character ever. Like I'm playing through Oblivion right now, and I made this strict spell flinger. I'm not going to teach him anything about anything else other than throwing spells, and I made his head about as thin as like maybe your hand, and he's like he's like a giant shark. I made him Shark Man because he has a really long nose and his head comes up to a point, and he has a mohawk. So. That's what I named him. I named him Shark Man. And he has like bright, like white, blue skin. And if I catch vampirism, it'll change me. I guess it ruins your special pigments.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's going to be Vampire Shark. I also think in this game, I'm going to try and use alchemy.
I always use alchemy.
I never used alchemy, like ever.
I always made like way better health potions than you could ever buy.
Yeah, I for some reason, I just never even touched alchemy in Oblivion.
Well, I mean, in Oblivion, it's really easy to level up alchemy, too, because what you do is you just do the scroll duplication. Oh, I just hit scroll. I hope we don't get sued.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Matt's computer's shutting off. Oh, Jesus. But you do the scroll duplication cheat where you select the scroll twice and then drop however many of that thing. And what you can do is you just drop like meat or watermelons or whatever. Watermelons is really fun to drop because they get really big and they make huge pools. But
and then you hit them with a sledgehammer like Gallagher.
But what you can do is you can just eat them and that counts as getting experience.
No way.
Yeah. So you just like make like 1,000 watermelons and you're going to be level 100 by the time you finish them all. You just sit there and mash X and it'll be like... It'll also work if you want to just do, like, an herb that'll, like, give you health.
Yeah.
Instead of drinking a potion, you can just nom on a bunch of those.
Huh.
Nom on a bunch of those.
Yeah.
Eat all those watermelons, like,
And what's his face? At the very beginning of the game, the guy who's a dick to you, no matter what kind of person you are.
Oh, yeah.
I filled his cell up with pumpkins. Because there's a mission where you sneak into his cell to kill him, and I didn't kill him. I just filled his cell up with pumpkins, and then I left.
Where the fuck did all these pumpkins come from?
And anytime I go back into that area of the dungeon, it gets all like laggy, and my FPS like drops to like 6, and I'm like turning around slowly. I have to leave. I feel like Indiana Jones, but with lag.
Nice. So are there anything else you want to try or change or do something special in Skyrim that you never did before?
I hear that in this one thing that I really like that they added was when you talk to a character, it's not like a stationary thing. Like what I would always do is I'd jump up really high and then talk to a character and I'd pretend like I was a giant because it would like zoom down on him and you could like see the ground beneath him. So yeah. It was like you were talking to a midget. But in this one, like, if you talk to someone, they'll, like, keep moving. And, like, if they have to, like, move logs or something, they'll do that while they're talking to you.
That's a nice little ad.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because every time in Oblivion you go up and talk to someone, they just turn around and look at you stone-faced. Like,
or they'll be, like, sleeping and you got to wait for them to get out of bed.
Yeah, then they get out of bed and they just look at you.
One of my favorite things was I was trying to talk to a guy who he had somehow, like, picked a fight with a guard. And I talked to him, and he's like, I don't have time to talk now. And there was an arrow about 6 inches away from his face. And I'm like, no, because it automatically backs out of the conversation. And I wanted to take a picture of it, but there was no way I could stop it. And I'm like, no, because it was like right there, too. Like, you could just see it, like, barely coming into frame. And I'm like, that's going to be so funny.
Did he die?
Yeah, it got out of the conversation and it hit him in the face and he just, like, slammed into the ground. Because if you ever do, like, the sneak attack arrows in Oblivion.
Yeah, their bodies just fly.
Yeah, you just, like, knock them. Like, if they die immediately, they, like, fling. They'll, like, slam right into the ground or they'll, like, fly off. It's crazy. It's like you hit them with a car.
Nice.
All right, but that's about all I got.
Yeah, same here. I want to try Argonian with speech, some alchemy using bows. They're pretty cool.
You should just do an Imperial. Or no, you know what? I'm going to do a Nord.
You're going to do a Nord?
Because that's where Skyrim is.
You're going to have Battle Cry as your special ability. I don't know what that does, but you're going to have it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And you're pretty bad A.
Does Orc still have Berserker?
Yep.
Better. It's the only thing they're good at.
Good.
Good. All right. Let's keep it rolling then, I guess.
Did you have anything to add at all? I know you're not as into it as Skyler and I, so.
Well, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Uncharted took precedence.
Why? Priority?
Priority.
Why?
Because I really like the Uncharted.
Elder Scrolls.
I found some games that I'm going to sell to put towards Elder Scrolls.
Scrolls. Oh, wait, I got those mixed up.
Damn it!
Dang it. Oh, they're going to use this in court.
Shit.
And here you have this little three guys from Nebraska. They don't know what the difference. See?
Yeah. Scrolls, Elder Scrolls, it's all the same to me.
I thought I bought Elder Scrolls Skyrim, but I guess I just bought something for, like, Minecraft? What?
What is this? I don't know. I guess I won't even need to buy Skyrim now because this is so cool.
Yeah. This is such a huge competition for Skyrim. Ugh.
Hypothetically, if Notch was listening to this, would be like, you guys are not helping.
I want to meet that guy because he was
really
cool.
Did we ever get an email back from the Old Spice guy?
No, we didn't get an email back from the Old Spice guy.
You should resend that email. Spam it at him.
Yeah, I'll be that guy.
Hey, want to be on our podcast? Want to be on our podcast?
Just making sure you got my previous email. I don't know if it went through or not.
You should email me back if you get this, just so I know.
And this one. I'm still not sure if they're going through. Check your spam folder. Oh, well, I guess you can't check your spam folder if you're not reading this.
Yeah.
This one's
getting sent to the spam folder.
It's like leaving messages on, like, someone's answering machine. They're like, hey, just making sure you're getting my calls. Doesn't seem like you're getting my calls. You never call me back.
Did you use your email or the 3-hit combo email?
3-hit combo email.
Because that one might look suspicious to, like, an ad blocker.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of the email I need to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that would look suspicious.
Maybe in a month.
If it was, like, 3-hit combo sweepstakes, like, that would look pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty suspicious.
We should change our email to 3-hit combo sweepstakes.
3-hit combo clearinghouse or something like that.
All right, let's keep it rolling then.
All right, it's time to move on to news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the 3-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. All right, first up, I guess this should be the lead story because I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it this week, but wild animals were on the loose in Zanesville, Ohio. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, and the guy killed himself.
Yeah, the guy opened up. He was like, he had kind of like a private zoo. He had all these exotic animals like tigers and lions.
And bears.
And bears, oh my. But he also had like monkeys and things like that too. Actually, they were macaque monkeys.
Cock.
But what he did was he opened all the cages and let them out and then killed himself.
He also sold an animal to a really famous person, too. I can't remember.
Hmm. Did he sell a tiger to
Mike Tyson?
No, damn it. Who were those? There was two guys.
Sigmund
Vegas.
Freud.
No.
Yeah, the one that ate his face.
That wasn't Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud is someone, but it's some weird German guy.
What the fuck are they?
Keep talking.
I know these people.
Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, there you go.
That's who it was. Maybe they sold the tiger to him that ate, what was it, Roy's face or something, just attacked him.
He just ripped off like half his face.
Yeah, and he's like, I still love tigers.
Yeah, I'm going to cuddle this thing.
It just did something that it didn't mean to do.
Well, I could eat the other side of my face and then even it out. So I don't look all messed up. But what happened was he killed himself. All these wild animals were released around Zanesville, Ohio, and pretty much people had to stay indoors. They canceled school. They had the police going out there.
Would that be the coolest thing for a kid? You're not going to school today because there's tigers in the streets.
I am so fucking going to school because I'm going to ride a tiger. Like, I mean, seriously, who wouldn't want to be the guy to bag a tiger or a lion?
Well, and see, the police department had to shoot and kill most of these animals. And people are really freaking out about that. Like, why can't they tranquilize them? I don't think the Zanesville, Ohio Police Department is set up to tranquilize 56 wild animals.
Shouldn't the Ohio, like, animal they have control? A state zoo? Do they have a state zoo? Like,
probably, but I don't know if there's one close to Zanesville. Like, they're about 60 miles outside of Columbus. And even if you did get some, like, could you really get enough for 56 animals? Like, so then you'd have to choose.
I don't think the zoos are equipped to, like, go out and track animals.
Then you'd have to, like, choose which ones do you tranquilize and which ones do you shoot. And if something comes up that you need to tranquilize but only people are there with bullets, do you not shoot it, you know?
Let the tiger eat the baby.
See, I would just, like, you know, again, grab the samurai sword, take to the streets in my Green Lantern outfit. And start picking fights with animals.
You've already been killed by cougars once. You want to do it again?
Oh, yeah. I'll take an emu. I'll just slice its head off.
I was reading an article on... God, it must have been yesterday. An ostrich can kill a lion with one kick to the head.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, those things can kick with like 9,000 newtons.
Their knees bend backwards to give it more...
Dude, it's like a Loki kick.
Yeah. Oh, like Loki's donkey kick.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a reverse donkey kick?
I guess so.
Like a frontward facing?
Yeah, I guess so. There you go. Frontward facing backwards kick.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But yes, all these animals were on the loose, pretty much.
I saw a picture of them all just like lying there.
Sad. But apparently, the neighbors of the person that released all these animals,
Come on, news name.
Toussaint Puddy. What the fuck?
Terry Thompson.
Oh, man, that's lame. Yeah,
basic name. Left all the cages open. His neighbors say apparently no one liked him. So this might have been his act.
Probably because his entire property smelled like animal shit.
Probably.
Yeah, your lion keeps taking a dump in my backyard. Yeah, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Tell the lion to leave?
Hey, why don't you come over here and say that to my lion? Sheba, kill!
She-Ra.
So, that must have been fun in Zanesville, Ohio. Animals on the loose. Like, you know, it's all over the news when a mountain lion comes down here. Think if, like, 56 mountain lions came down here.
That'd be fucked.
There'd be an epidemic of and people some wanting monkeys. To try and catch them.
Macaques on the porch.
There's a bunch of macaques.
This must be my birthday. Got macaques everywhere.
Look, there's a macaque on the porch.
That's a dirty porch.
All right, so I'm excited to do this story because it's one of the first times I really get to talk about sports. Yay!
Hooray!
Jerome Harrison, who was a backup running back for the Detroit Lions, was involved in a trade with Ronnie Brown, who was a backup running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the trade went through. Ronnie Brown was even in Detroit, hadn't reported yet, but what happens is, when you trade two players, they each have a physical to make sure they're healthy. Because you can't trade just an unhealthy player to someone and be like, gotcha.
He has gangrene. Shit.
So what happened was Ronnie Brown passed his physical, so it was expected that he was going to join the Lions. And Jerome Harrison had his physical. Well, he didn't pass his physical because he had a brain tumor.
Wow.
So pretty much the trade may have saved his life. So the trade was nullified, so Jerome Harrison had to go back to the Lions, Ronnie Brown had to go back to the Eagles. But what happened now is Jerome Harrison has actually already had surgery on the brain tumor. They caught it early enough that they said, chances are he can be back playing football next year.
Oh.
Who tries trading with someone from the Lions?
Lions are pretty damn good this year. They are.
Not for long with all these trades.
Are the Bills still undefeated?
No, the Bills lost one game.
Oh.
But they did beat the Patriots.
Ooh, Tom Brady and his fluff hair.
Yeah, the Lions were 5-0. They're 5-2 now, though, but they lost to two pretty good teams. So, yeah, Lions are pretty badass this year. They don't really have a running attack, though, which is why they wanted to trade for Ronnie Brown. Because Jahvid at best is a concussion machine, so you got to have a good number two. Yeah. And Jerome Harrison had a brain tumor, so they couldn't put him in.
Oh, man.
That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, and they even said that he was complaining about headaches, and they thought he just, you know, took a hit to the head or something like that.
Man up, baby.
Yeah, and they even fit his helmet with a visor because he said the lights were too bright in the stadium.
Huh.
So.
You're kind of some warning signs.
They never really looked into it until the physical. So. Weird. And another thing I just want to mention, the story, I don't really want to get too far into it, but last week we were talking about our North African dictators.
Oh, yeah.
Like Muammar Gaddafi.
Yeah.
He was killed this week. Don't want to say we played a hand in it, but we mentioned him on the podcast. He's dead.
Yeah, so you guys just watch your ass. Yeah. Start liking the podcast, or I'm going to start going down my friends list.
Yeah, maybe I should say some names around here.
Don't
yeah.
do it.
It's like the Death Note of podcasts.
Don't do it.
Eric Logiano.
Eric Logiano.
The Ultra.
He's going to die in like a car accident, and you're going to feel amazing.
Amazing?
Yeah. You thought I was going to say bad. You're going to feel great.
You're going to be in bed, and I'll just text you, and then you'll just get up and be like, ah.
Yes! I have rid the world!
It's like I have all these powers now.
Remember when we used to talk that he would haunt Panera when he died?
Yes, oh my god. He'd be looking into like a cabinet and all of a sudden this voice from nowhere would be like, what are you looking for?
That does not go there.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Get out of here, Ghost of Loki. Make me douchebag.
Talk to the hand.
God damn it.
Girls start getting molested for no reason.
Oh my god, he would.
If he's gonna haunt anywhere, it's gonna be in the bathroom.
Yeah, you just go in the bathroom and just hear, like, what the fuck?
I'm in the wrong bathroom. He goes through the wall to the other one.
Excuse me.
Alright, Anonymous has hacked police websites and data to support Occupy Wall Street.
Don't you play that sound every time you use Anonymous?
Oh.
Or is that someone else?
What was the dun? No, the dun dun was from Skyler coming back from the dead.
No, but I thought the
oh,
the Empire?
No, I did start playing that for Anonymous.
Yeah, it was Anonymous.
Let's restart. Let's go all back.
Right. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, of course. Anonymous has hacked into police websites and data to support Occupy Wall Street. This was part of their day of action against police brutality.
Oh, I guess that's a good, like...
it's a good cause.
Yeah, good cause. There we go.
Because they're macing everybody like it's friggin' like it's oxygen out there. Like, you guys need to breathe.
Just start cutting open cans and throwing them into crowds.
But as of this recording on Sunday...
The 23rd.
October 23rd at... 8:19 p.m. The International Association of Chiefs of Police website is still down.
Wow, I love how if Anonymous has the poison touch, like they'll just be like, "We'll hack something for about 20 seconds. Oh shit, take it down, take it down!" And then they're down for like 3 months trying to figure out how they did that.
Wait, who has the poison touch?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Wait, who's Anonymous?
What if we just say Anon? Do we get half a clip? But yeah, I just think it's funny how they had the poison touch.
Yeah, they really do.
Do they like release anything, or do they just steal shit or hack things?
They have released about 1,000 username and passwords belonging to the Boston Patrolmen's Association.
Now, what are these like usernames for?
You know what? This doesn't necessarily say. I
think
know
it's a social networking for police officers.
Now, I know it's something probably to get into the International Association of Chiefs of Police. What you can do, though, is if you get into that website, you can log in under someone's name, and they probably have some information about the officer themselves or
like police
cases,
files.
Stuff like that. Yeah, police files.
Social networking
Jimmy
for
Hoffa.
Polices.
This is not the first time. This is not the first time they've done this, actually. We even did a story on here about them doing some rural police stations in, like, Alabama. Well,
yeah,
and stuff
I was
like
going to say. It was in the South. Yeah. I know that.
I think that was the test.
Yeah, that was the test. That was the small scale.
They knew Occupy Wall Street was coming.
They were like Mythbusters. That's a small scale, and then they went to the large scale.
Now they got to do outrageous and hack all the police scanners.
Take down Russia.
They already tried hacking the New York Stock Exchange. That went down for 1 minute.
Oh, damn it.
I bet they have backups to backups for the New York Stock Exchange.
Probably, I would assume. They probably got some pretty smart people on top of that. That's kind of a big thing. That and, like, the Pentagon, you know.
Which company was it that hired the hacker that hacked them?
The CIA would do that. If you could hack the CIA website, or if you hacked them and they found
I know Google did recently.
Yeah.
And Apple, Apple, I think, has done that on occasion, too. Oh, okay.
But we had a story about Google Plus. Someone had hacked it and got all the code or whatever, and then
He got in the code and found out like Google Plus games were coming out and got some passwords and stuff, and they hired him for their security team.
That's pretty nifty. Yeah,
but I mean, how reliable is that? That's like hiring a shoplifter to be security at a store.
Do you guys remember that show where they took professional house?
It Takes a Thief.
Is that it?
Yes.
Where they would,
I was just thinking about that show
yesterday.
That
show's fucking good.
It was it was just one guy, too. He was a teacher, but he used to be a professional thief. So what they do is they'd come up and be like, okay, we're going to break in here sometime. You won't know when. You won't know how. But we're going to break in. We're going to take all your stuff. You cool with that? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, break in. And they'd put cameras around the house. And he would come in. Like, he'd be like, he'd get a friend or something. And they'd pretend to be movers or something.
Yeah.
And so their neighbors would just look at him and not know, you know, they just wouldn't care. And he would take all their stuff, everything.
And, like, they thought they were good. Like, they would lock all the doors, and he would just, like, fuck some shit up. And
yeah, like, or he would, like, quietly, like, bust a window or something and just open one lock, and they'd just take everything. And then the family would come home, and they'd just be like, oh, God. And then they'd fit him out with a whole new security system and stuff like that.
Wasn't there one time when there was like a giant dog and they ended up just stealing the dog because it was like it was supposed to be like a guard dog. It's like, oh yeah, well Lucifer's gonna get you. It was like a giant Saint Bernard. They just loaded him into the truck.
That's awesome. Anonymous.
Anytime we have any dead space, we'll just anonymous.
A drunken man left a gas station with a designated driver. That designated driver was his 9-year-old daughter.
Nice. Please tell me this was in the South.
This was, trying to see, it was in Brownstown Township, which, Michigan.
Oh.
But it was in Brownstown. They were pulled over by Lieutenant Robert Grant. When he pulled over the car, the 9-year-old said, "What did you stop me for? I was driving good." She was then maced for using good instead of well.
Yep. Dragged out of the car, and then Cuffing. Now we have Rodney King.
Was she wearing a fuck the police shirt?
Wait, that'd be hilarious.
Fuck the police.
Nick Poe was pulled over.
And maced for wearing that shirt.
And then repeatedly fucked by the police.
All right, next up. A Dutch woman has called her ex-boyfriend over the past year 65,000 times.
I saw this article.
Never been more appropriate to play this drop.
I'm no meteorologist, but I'm pretty sure it's raining bitches.
Yep, here, let me calculate that real quick.
It's like 300-something a day, if I remember right.
About halfway there. The actual answer is about halfway there. 178 times a day on average. And that's just an average. She could have called him like 2 times on one day. And then like 308 times another day or something like that.
Well, I mean, like, does that... What was, like, does she not work?
Look, I don't actually know because the source for this was a dead link. Oh. I couldn't find a good source. But... as far as I know, that's probably someone that doesn't work. I mean, that's a lot of calling.
What? Do we know any information about her?
Not a whole lot, except that she's 42 years old, and the man she was calling was 62-year-old.
He gave good head.
He gave?
Well, you could call, like, female oral head, too.
Since when?
I don't know.
The head of what?
The clitoris?
Anonymous.
All right, I don't know how I missed this story last week, but it came out late last week, actually. This man, his name was Kenneth Martin. He was upset with Fort King Middle School. Now, this man is 23 years old. So he was holding this. He was upset for a long time. Took a dump outside the middle school. He did this 5 times. And believe it or not, there is video of it.
Can you watch it?
I'll post it on Facebook so the people
video?
Can watch it. Yeah.
Because
the
video,
it's just
yes.
security camera, so there's no like sound or anything to it. But
there's no, it's not like the ice cream machine like spooning it out. It's
he just goes right up to the door and takes a dump.
Did he ever get caught?
He did get caught.
Okay. I'm surprised he got away with this 5 times.
Yeah. He was released from jail on a $2,500 bond.
Oh, shit.
What was he upset about? Does it say?
It doesn't necessarily say, but I read another article that said he was just upset and not in his right mind when he did it every time.
So was he
5 times.
Drunk?
No, I'm pretty sure you just got like really fucking high. Just like, fuck those guys. I'm going to go take a shit right on their door.
Middle school sucked.
God, they keep calling me faggots every time I walk by there. I'm going to show them. We'll see who's a faggot when I show my ass in public and shit on their door. Yeah, that's a good idea, man.
I don't even know, like, I don't know if I can post this in the discussion section. Is it still there? They were going to get rid of the discussion section on Facebook. That's still there. So it'll be under the discussion section on 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
For now. Until Facebook gets rid of it, and then, you know.
Oh, man, I don't know if I should save all those links. There's a ton of links on there now. A lot of them are pretty old, but I don't know if I need to save them. Yeah. Although, they've become useful to me for looking for follow-up stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like Nightingale?
Yep, exactly. I had to go look for that one. Same with Toussaint Pudi.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that'll do it for news, and that will do it for the podcast. So remember, you can follow us on Twitter. Apparently, we've been tweeting during the podcast. Who's been tweeting? You, Scott?
Oh, I tweeted once. I just said recording, again. And Andy did.
Okay.
Talking about Skyrim jobbing.
Nice. So you can follow us on Twitter at 3HitComboPC. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. So we're not taking a Mac versus PC stand here, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You can also email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. We have a blog. I don't know if anybody knows we have this blog, but it's at 3hitcombo.blogspot.com. It's pretty sweet. Set up pretty nice. Got everything you need there. Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Find us on gpxgaming.net. Everywhere. We're everywhere. YouTube, youtube.com/3hitcombopodcast.
Just Google 3hitcombo, and you'll probably find us.
The best way, actually,
is 3HitCombo Podcast.
Because pretty much everybody has a Facebook page. If you go to Facebook, all our links are there.
Yeah.
You go to the links and you can find everything. So you can follow us wherever you need to follow us.
Get the RSS feed or whatever.
Yeah. feeds.feedburner.com/3HitCombo Podcast. Go there and you can get the kind of the raw feed.
I'll give you a
raw. Or you can put that into iTunes and subscribe that way.
I do.
Yeah. And if you listen on iTunes, leave us a review, even if it sucks. Well, actually, no. I don't want my feelings hurt. All right, fine. Leave a review, even if it sucks.
Review whore.
But tell a friend about the show, too.
Anonymous.
Goddamn. All right, so for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out. ¶¶